Do you wake up each morning brimming with excitement, overjoyed to begin a new day? Does your work satisfy and fulfill you? Are your relationships healthy and supportive? Does your lifestyle support your dream version of you? And finally, are you happy? Join Mea Voce, mystic warrior and energy goddess, as she takes you on a journey through the amazing world of energy. Harness the infinite powers of the universe and allow your real light to shine through. Anything can be yours. You only just have to believe.
And hello, hello. This is Mea Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio. And coming to you live at this moment from beautiful volcano on the big island of Hawaii. And I paused there because it's a very misty morning, very conducive to cuddling in bed and reading and just hibernating, not so conducive to a child who's on their last leg of, you know, not socializing at all. But it's a beautiful morning here. We need rain, of course, as well. And here, it's not rain. It's not like I can sit here and say it's raining. It's more of just being in this cloud, like just this mist comes and goes and swirls around you. And it's very mesmerizing and actually brought the message that I'm sharing with all of you today. We've got lots of energy to catch up on. And of course, beautiful energy as well. We finally have let go, using that theme of Mercury retro and this other harsh energy that we've been sitting in. And so it just seems to me this morning very peaceful, you know, like a breath of fresh air. And so we're going to talk about that and what period we're in now and, you know, what this energy is telling us and what we're supposed to do with it. But the theme this month and today is letting go. I will share a story in a moment because how I got to, you know, what the words that I'd like to share with you today, because they didn't come easily. I'm just going to put it at that, but I'll dive into that. It's been an interesting morning. And I just wanted to share, briefly, if this is also your experience in these last couple of days. It just seems like there's a sense of confusion out there. Like, I swear, I was talking to a friend of mine and she just stopped talking and she's like, I just don't know what I'm doing right now. And it's kind of repeated by other people, other voices. And I myself went to go visit a friend yesterday, pick something up. You take your shoes off here before you're going home. It's very Australian-like. And so did that. And then when I left, just started walking to the car and my daughter goes, "Mom, your shoes." I said, "Oh, right, shoes." So it's that kind of like let's forget that word. That one's not coming out. It's just this little bit of confusion. And really it's because the energy is out there. And I am going to go into that in more details because I had all this time this morning seemed to open up and I was able to connect and meditate and really sink in deeply to share with all of you. But just a little funny first. I thought let's bring in a little bit of laughter. So we just, you know, I've shared with you tales of my dog Sylvester who goes wandering. He's been better lately. He's just staying in our garden. And trust me, there's plenty of garden for him to be in, you know, in this space. But we also have two cats. We have one little kitten, Marshmallow, who's not so little anymore. I just realized he's about 9 months. And then my daughter's cat, Angel, who we brought with us from Sydney. Now, Angel, there was 5 kittens for her to choose from, and she chose Angel, little gray cat. And my husband at that point, who was still with us, said she chose the worst one. He goes, "That's going to be one of those cats that hides under the bed. You never see them. Really just, you know, knows that humans are here to serve them." And that is pretty much what she is. She comes out every once in a while. Not a lap cat, at least with me in any means whatsoever. But today I am sitting, as I said, inside and meditating and just in this beautiful, beautiful space. And she jumped on my lap and I thought, wow, it's like a little Christmas miracle. This really never happens. Can probably count on one hand how many times that happened. And she was purring and kneading. Oh, beautiful. She's sensing this lovely energy too. So I put my face next to her face, gave her a kiss, remembering that I am deathly afraid of not afraid, allergic to her, and so started sneezing and sniffling straight away. So if I have to sneeze in here, that's why. No, there's no illness here. I'm just allergic to this one cat. I don't know what it is with her. But yes, so just sharing that. And it was just instant, like, oh, achoo, achoo, and she ran off, and I'm sure that will be repeated in maybe a year or so. Anyway, that's Angel. Completely different relationship with my daughter on her lap in bed all the time. That is her cat. But all right, so sharing that with you, thank you for allowing me to just share, you know, a little personal story of my morning. So let's talk about energy. I'm sitting here in this mist of the energy, and have to say I've picked up Mist of Avalon, and if you're of a certain age, you know this book and probably have read it 20 times, you know, since high school. I believe it came out when I was in high school back in the late 80s. That I thought, you know, I'll pick it up again. And this one of the themes of the story is the island of Avalon is disappearing into the mists. Okay, so I'll leave it at that. And I really felt this morning that with this energy, it's the same feeling that here we are in Hawaii, and it's just disappearing. It's just pulling away from reality and into these mists. But that is part and parcel of this energy that we're talking about. So let's get to it, Mia. Let's just dive into it. Thankfully, Mercury retro has finished. And I swear to you, I can tell you precisely when that happened. It was sitting yesterday morning. I wrote my little energy snapshot. I said, you know, I can still feel that we're just still in it just a little bit. And then 2 hours later, I'd finished my yoga practice, was sitting there, and it was like this swirl of energy, just like a mini little cyclone was coming off of me, and I could see it going off into the universe, opening the heart chakra, really, really heart-centered. And when it left, I felt exhausted. I was like, oh my goodness, it was like carrying this heavy weight for so long. And I know that others felt, I'm feeling that was Mercury retro just leaving us. And I know others were feeling it because half the people in yoga class were just gave up. Like there was so many people yawning, my daughter yawning all day yesterday. So the sense of not heaviness, but just again, like we've been carrying this heavy load for so long, and now this energy has lifted and we're in this new place, right? So we're in this new space right now. But what is that space? And I share with you, I really struggled to describe what the space was because I was getting nothing, And that never happens to me. You know, words come instantly. I start downloading the words, channeling. The message comes. And so I said, well, there's something here. Maybe this is the message that there's that I'm getting nothing. And sure enough, as I dove into the nothingness, this is where the energy was sitting. So this is what I would share with you. A beautiful, simple analogy that we're all sitting in this empty room right now. So imagine that, you know, you're in a new house, nothing in it. So you're just in this empty living room. So it's like a space of potential. Because if you recall, over the past couple of weeks, I've been saying we're at that threshold of the new, but we're not quite there. Well, we're in it now, but the new hasn't been created yet, because guess what? We have to create it ourselves. So we're sitting, all of us, in this empty space. And that's where this sense of confusion, this sense of ungroundedness, this outward energy, which really is expansion. And you know, if you've been in this space, we talk about the two spectrums of energy. You know, there's constriction at the one end, which is fear, doubt, you know, all those anger, all those heavier emotions. Then you have on the other end, you have expansion, you have love and joy and gratitude, which is, of course, where we like to journey to. We need to journey to that end. So there's this big sense of expansion because the universe is saying, look, it's like, you know, you've got this huge room now in this huge house. Now, what are you going to do with it? So we're all sitting in that space. So we are in this emptiness. Now, it's nothing like void energy. Remember that from a couple months ago when we began this journey, when the virus began to sweep through and pushed us all into that void. This is not that, okay? Very different sense. This is clearly, I am sensing very, very clearly, the new. But the new hasn't been created yet, okay? So again, the sense of just standing in your new house, in your new living room, getting ideas. Oh, I want a, you know, a picture over the fireplace, or I want that couch or that kind of couch. So you're just getting ideas for what you'd like to build now into this new into the new, this new, you know, the new foundation that we've been, we're going to start weaving together. And it's really time of the key word that's been coming up for me this week is purpose. That just is just hammering into my mind, writing about it and now sharing with you with words, this sense of purpose. And really, really feeling into your heart. This is so not a time to be thinking at all. Like, just if you're in that logic place still and saying, well, I'd like to do this and goal setting, that's not the energy you want now. This is diving deep into your heart space and knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt what it is you're meant to do. You know, what is your purpose? And all of these wonderful convergences, these online convergences that have been springing up, the World Unity Week a couple weeks back that I was a part of, and now we have the Harmonics Convergent. If you're not aware of that, it's still going on. Nearly 2 weeks of online activity. So many different things on there. So Harmonic Convergence, just that. That's the Facebook. That's the website. If it's resonating with you, hop on, because I think there's just a couple days left, or maybe this is the last day. It's been going on for quite some time, which leads me to the fact that all of my guests that I had approached to join us today in this space, everyone's involved in that, it seems. So lots of interesting guests that are, you know, like guest balls popping in the air, waiting for them to settle down, waiting for this event to finish, and will be joining us later this month or next month. But lots of interesting people. I had mentioned last week that I have a researcher from the HeartMath Institute. I spoke to her. She's one of the key presenters in this event, so she'll be joining us later because that's such important research. But back to your own heart, diving into that heart space right now and really feeling into, what are you meant to do? You know, why are you here? Because we're all here at this time for a reason. Whatever it is, you have a purpose. Your neighbor has a purpose. I have a purpose. So really feeling into what is that, right? Really feeling in. That's what this energy is right now, what it's asking you. And of course, everything is so in alignment. We're coming to the end of a lunar cycle. Dark moon, new moon coming up very shortly, beginning that new cycle. So before we get to that point, really sit with yourself and think, all right, what do I feel like right now? Again, get out of your head, dive into that heart space, into your inner knowings. And if you're confused what that is, then here you go. Give me a call because I am your own barometer. This is what I do, right? And so I've had lots of client calls over the past 2 weeks with people coming to me and say, look, I have this idea, but I'm not, you know, 100% in trust with myself yet. So what are you feeling? And I'll say, yep, that's it. So much energy around that idea. That's where you need to go. Or another idea, flat as a pancake. Let's talk some more because there'll be something else. And sure enough, when it starts out with that flat pancake, there'll be someone else go, oh, well, I did have this other feeling, but maybe they're shy to bring it forth, or, you know, it hasn't been nurtured enough. So there's always something, and you always know. So if you need a little help with that, here I am, your energy barometer. I'm going to add that to my website. It's just a fun call. And you can pop up my website, a little button, and it books the call, and we can have a quick chat, all right, and help you out there. And if that's not enough for you, if you really, truly are sitting right now going, oh my goodness, I have no clue what I'm feeling or supposed to do, then again, here's your gal over here. Okay, Karmic Soul Healing that I offer. We dive into your energy, and I will pull it out of you and say, all right, this is what I'm feeling. This is what's in your energy pattern. This is what's in your aura. You know, let's look at that and let's see how that feels between us. So two options for you. So now you have no excuse, you know, to begin this cycle, right? But this is the time of the new. So we need to put some thought into that, how you would like to journey from this point forward. And if you remember, I've been saying that once Mercury lets us go, which it now has, this cycle we're in now, and I don't mean moon cycle, but just starting, say, today, yesterday, really, going through mid-August, it's a period of, I don't want to say rushing energy, but it is a faster, lighter energy of manifestation. It's like all that hard work is done for now. I am not, please do not come back to me and say, you said all the work was done. No, just this period of work. Of course, there's going to be others, you know, in the future, but right now the heaviness is finished. All right. That's what I'm feeling. And so the next, like I said, from now through about August 12th, gets us into the Lionsgate portal, which is an amazing, amazing portal of energy. And we'll talk more about that in weeks to come when we get closer to it. But it's such an influx of light. If you've never meditated, start then and just open yourself up. Oh, I tried to keep the door open and it slammed shut. So there's something there. See, that's the time to begin your meditation and just allow that light to feed you. So lots going on and starting right now, you know, starting into this new cycle. So that's about where we're at right now, everyone. And I'm hoping you're feeling the lightness. You know, you might say, but nothing in my reality has changed. And I want, actually, it's a good point. I want to be really clear when we talk about the new, I'm not talking about turning on your news. I'm not talking about, you know, your daily activity. This is an energy new. This is a building. This is consciousness that we're creating together. So it might not be that your world outside looks any different today, okay? So let's just be clear because there's two distinctions here. But that doesn't mean it won't look very different in, say, a month or two or three down the road as you begin to manifest what you want to manifest, right? Because you know that's what we're doing now. We're all creating and manifesting this new world, this new reality. So, exciting things. I'm just thrilled to pieces that Mercury is done because by the end of those 3 weeks, I thought I was really going to pull my hair out. And I saw that reflected in friends of mine as well, friends who are very energy sensitive and others who go, I had a friend go, May, is that, what was that energy you're talking about? Is that finished yet? Because really not feeling so great today. I said, no, just a couple more days and it will shift. So people are starting to pay attention to energy. You know, it's important to know it's out there because it reflects in your life because you are energy, right? All right. So I'm going to pause there with our energy snapshot. Coming up, we're going to talk about letting go. And the message that's come up this morning so that I can share with that with you. So come back in just a moment. Talk to you then.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And hello again. This is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio and coming to you live at this moment from Volcano here on the Big Island of Hawaii. And it looks like the sun might be trying to break through. Very typical here. Raining, misting, and then boom, just gone. And the sun comes out and it's just lovely. My daughter is here with fun facts for kids in a moment. Yes, we're ready. All right. But just a moment before you come back on here. So our theme today is letting go. And I was able to sit outside this morning and really connect with this message, connect with the message to share with you. But I'm going to hold you there just for a moment before we dive into it, because it's going to be lots to talk about. So now would be a good time, my little one, for fun facts for kids. Where'd our little musical intro go? Where did that go? Yeah, I liked that little ding, ding, ding. Let's bring that over here. There we go. See, it's like a game show. All right. So, how are you doing?
Good.
You're good today? Yeah. Yeah, you have to talk here. Otherwise, it's like whispers in the night. Okay. All right. Can you come here and say something? Oh, I got something in your eye. What a timely moment for that, right? So, what is our topic today?
The Sydney Funnel Web Spider.
The Sydney Funnel Web, that would be Sydney, Australia, Funnel Web Spider, which my daughter and I know very well. We'll share some thoughts after, but that's a great topic. So would you like to share your fun facts? All right.
There are at least 40 species of funnel web spiders. There are several spiders often mistaken for the funnel web species. They bury themselves in a funnel-shaped web up to 60 centimeters deep. Their fangs are larger than that of a brown snake. They are one of the most venomous spiders in the world. They are responsible for 13 recorded deaths, and they are only found in Sydney, New South Wales.
Well, we are so lucky to have much experience with them, aren't we, right? Which is what's the one most interesting thing I think about them that's not on your list? Can you share that?
They can live underwater for up to 2 weeks and play dead for up to a day.
Yes. So let me clarify. In Sydney, where of course we've just spent the last nearly 10 years, we had a pool, as many do. It's very hot. Wait, come back here. Don't skip off. And literally on a daily basis, we'd have a spider or two in the pool. Is that not right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the first time I saw them, and a friend of ours said, oh, that's a funnel web, I had a very strong reaction. Here's, as Magda just shared, one of the world's most venomous spiders in our very own pool, which, you know, my daughter goes swimming in. But after several days on this property, it became to be a daily occurrence. And so I would scoop them out with the little pool thingy and put them very far away and whip them out. I really am not a fan of killing anything, even something that's poisonous, because, well, it has a right to life too. So we just put it far away, you know. But I do like your fun fact about the fangs. That's especially interesting. I'm sure, huh? Can you come here? I'm sure Nana is listening going, oh my goodness, you know, it's a good thing they're not in Australia. But I do miss those creatures, so many wonderful, wonderful creatures in Australia, very interesting ones. So thank you for sharing fun facts about the funnel web. I'm sure we've educated many people about them, because they're not very known here or anywhere, apparently. I didn't know that they're only found in Sydney. So thank you very much. Okay, you're going to say anything? All right, she's too far away. So, all right, go skip off now. We're going to get into letting go. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate that. You seem to be in a good mood today. And, of course, part and parcel of the energy is lighter, affects everyone. Our house is very peaceful. It is misting, so all of the animals are in the house right now and just sleeping peacefully. So I'm hoping some of that. And aloha from the island is reaching you, and you're finding that in your world, in your room, wherever this is finding you right now, that it is a more peaceful energy and calm. But like I said, there is a sense of draining, you know, like exhaustion. So don't be surprised if you're feeling that. You know, we have been carrying this heavy, heavy energy for so many weeks now. The past seven in particular, with so much in retro, then Mercury, it was just heavy, and added with the sense of confusion almost, you know, this airiness. So it's drifted away as it is, and it's shifted, and we are in this sense now of this more peaceful energy. And so, yes, it is a sense of draining. So if you're feeling a bit off today, feeling a bit tired, it's not you, it's the energy. Okay, so another good reason to tap into the energy. But we're talking about letting go. And as I was saying, this is a topic that's comes very readily to me. I feel at this point in my journey, I am the queen of letting go. The past 18 months, so much has been let go. My role as wife, as I've shared very openly, January of 2019, my partner shed his body and went back into the light, putting us on a very different journey than I thought. We have shed possessions. We have shed our home. We have shed our physical home and our adopted home of Australia, our pets that we had to let go. So much has been shed. So yes, I can confidently state right now that I feel I am the queen of letting go. It's a topic I've written about and writing a book at this moment. And I'm going back and forth between two titles. It is either The Art of Letting Go or a more fun topic, Get Rid of Your Beep Beep. Get Rid of Your Stuff, let's just say that, and Other Tips to a More Abundant Life. So I'm back and forth. It depends what mood I'm in, the serious one or the cheeky one. So anyway, I was sitting here, and as I said, we're in this big room right now, where there's nothing. So I was connecting to that emptiness. And not getting words. I was just getting this feeling. And as I was sitting this morning, watching the swirling waters, that is the clouds here in Volcano, and just letting my gaze just soften, so that it was just a mist before me and really connecting to the sound of water and the energy of water. And in that space, when you let yourself go, and I really hope everyone out there is every day meditating 5 minutes, 15 minutes, as much as you can, because it's in that space. That's when the healing occurs. That's when you connect to your heart's wisdom. And today, as I was drifting off, and I literally could feel myself just disconnect from the physical, disconnect from my body, and reconnect to everything around me, to the consciousness that exists in everything, in the water, in the plants, in the air. We all became one, and it was just this beautiful sense of melting. In that space, the message came, and the message was this: sometimes we have to let go of everything to discover who we truly are. That was the message, and I got goosebumps thinking, yes, this is not just my journey, of course. This is everyone's journey right now. Everyone in some way, everything that we've done up to this point, of course, is lessons. But it's like putting on clothes, right? So you have your shirt, and you put on a sweater, you put on your jacket. You're layering yourselves, and you're layering yourselves with different experiences. But to get to this point right now, we've had to shed little by little. And if you've gotten to this point and you're feeling overly stuffed and burdened and hot, you need to shed some more. Okay, so I'm going to talk about that. But it's all this process of letting go. So it is sometimes we have to let go of just everything. We have to step into that space of the unknown. And last week we had an amazing guest, Mike Dam, who is here, who is a naturalist. He's a writer, he's a healer. And we started talking about this space, and he had mentioned that it's very... It's much easier to let go of something when you see the new before you. Yes, and I contended, but that's almost like cheating, because really we have to let go and be comfortable with the discomfort of unknowing. And that's something that it's not something we like to do readily. It's not something we're taught to do at all. We're taught to shove things away. We hide things. We'll be talking about grief and death more in this month, and we talk about letting go. We pretty death up, and we'd like to forget it ever exists, and that's just not real. It's just not reality. We're here for a short time. We shed our bodies. We don't die. We're beings of light that go on and on into pure energy, but that energy changes. Blah, blah, and I got off my letting go and shedding. There we go, Maya. So we're in that space of letting go, and you have to be there. You have to dive into that darkness. And like I said, that's not something we do readily. But if you do take that journey, if you do take that challenge and say, yes, this is part of this experience, that journey into the dark. It's like Inanna. If you know the story of the goddess Inanna, journeyed into the underworld. And as she journeys to visit her dark sister, Eriştkigal, she sheds her earthly belongings. She was a queen of her time, and so she sheds her jewels, she sheds her gown, she sheds everything that represents this earthly experience. And as she reaches her sister at that point in the dark, she stands there naked and raw and vulnerable, and it's in that space that we approach our dark selves. We approach that darkness. And there we have to sit. This is the other thing that we don't like to do. And again, to jump to grief, we like to, you know, jump through it. We like to get through the sticky bits in our lives. We go, okay, fast forward. Let's go now. That was fun. Because we don't want to be in there. We want to be in the joyful, fun moments. But the thing is, yin and yang, if we don't honor those dark moments, if we don't really sit with it and feel it and express it, then we really can't come through into that place of transformation and change. We really can't come through to the light and honor the light and say, how beautiful is this light, because I've been in the dark for so long. So there are those two sides of light. There is two sides to this journey. And it's my medicine in this world to really honor that dark spaces. So when I do create the healing space that I have in my mind, that will be part of the journey that we will be undertaking, is to take that journey of Inanna into the dark and really honoring those dark spaces and feeling them. And you know what? If you can find some, I don't want to say joy, but at least some comfort into those places of uncomfort, of discomfort, of stickiness, that is where the transformation occurs. That is the magic right there. Here, I'll give you an example. So I had an energy healing client this weekend. I love that work. You know, I haven't done it for so long because I was not in a place to offer healing, of course, in my own grief journey. And of course, we've not been allowed, you know, to come that close to people. Most of my work is over, so, and offering remote healing. But anyway, I had this a beautiful client that came and sunk very easily into the space in between. Now, I'll share with you, when I do energy work, really in that space in between, and I'm communicating with the soul self, both of us as soul self. So the soul body will rise, yes, out of the etheric, out of that physical body, and offer me messages, show me spots in the body that need healing. In this instance, the woman's energy rose up and she said, let's go. And when that happens, I know that the person is ready for healing. You know, this was deep stuff that was being shifted. And so we journeyed together in the space in between. And I know on the physical plane, seems like she was sleeping, but I know as an energy healer, she's diving within and she's going into that space where the magic happens and the transformation happens. We were able to release old toxic energy together, you know, with a little push from me, easing that away. And clear it and get rid of it. And she was so much lighter for her. But my point in sharing that is it's in those spaces, those dark spaces, where the healing occurs. So what does that mean in this journey where we are right now? Well, think about your own life. Maybe what is feeling heavy to you still? Because as we jump into this new, there's just no reason to carry it. And I really wanted to get that home. You know, when we choose, and this is another big theme that's coming up right now, choice. Every moment of every day is a choice. When we choose to carry a weight, which we do, we have to understand that we are choosing to carry it, all right? If you're in that space of going, oh, the world has done this to me, or that person, you know, forced something on me, that's a victim. And you choose that as well, okay? But everything is a choice. So many clients that I work with, we again, journey to that space in between, and I show them, look, there's this big heavy weight, you know, that's tied to you. Let's untie it. It is as simple as that energetically, all right? It's a choice to put it down. So think right now, as we're in this big empty room, as I'm saying, this big empty room that we're going to dress up, you know, and furnish in our preferred way. Think what you don't want in that room, okay? Think of it that way. What's something that you just don't want to keep anymore? You know, let's say you've had a painting. It's old. You've had it for 30 years. You don't like it even, but you've just carried it with you house after house. You know, maybe someone in the family, oh, don't get rid of it yet. And you're like, no, I'm done with it. I don't want it anymore. Okay, so gift it. Get rid of it. Give it to Vinny's. Give it to Salvation Army. You don't need it anymore, is my point. You don't need to furnish this new space with old stuff. And I could use other words there, but no, family friendly. So just, you know, just with old stuff. It has to go. This is the energy of today, that we don't need to bring the old with us any longer. Done, been there, gotta go, right? And you can see that again reflected in society, how all of these old bubbling wounds are festering and coming to the surface, and they're demanding time to be cleared, time to be cleaned, and just done with them. So focus on your own life, okay? Just, you know, start there. We don't have to look at the world right now, just within your own life. Going back to that analogy, what painting of yours you've carried from house to house do you not want in your new house? Don't put it up anymore. All right. And again, if you're not sure, or you're having trouble letting go, because it's not the easiest thing. I am offering no judgment, no criticism at all. It is not an easy thing to let things go, especially when we carry them with us for so long. We get comfortable with them. They provide us with some comfort because we have been carrying them for so long. And it is diving into that space, that room of emptiness, going, oh, okay, you know, I had lots of stuff. I was able to furnish this room. Now I'm standing here naked and raw with nothing, all right? But I want you to shift that thinking, because it's not nothing when we stand in an empty space, because what we're standing in is infinite potential, okay? Say it again, infinite potential. So nothing, if you're saying that, and goodness knows, after my husband passed, and you know, in that place, I was certainly in a place of victim. So I speak to you truly from experience. You know, I felt as if everything was ripped from me and I had no choice. So in those few months right after, you know, sitting in a space of victim, you know, you're in this place of constriction. And that is that fear end, right? I had stuff. I don't have stuff now. What am I going to do? But to shift that perspective, to shift that thinking from nothing to infinite potential, because then feel it within you. We've been doing these exercises of feeling energy when you're thinking of an idea, or we are trying on mantras or words. How does that feel to you? Because it feels to me like expansion, doesn't it? You're in that space of infinite expansion. And in that space, guess what? There's where growth comes. That's where transformation comes. That's where the new is. And it's all exciting. It is. So, okay. I think I'm going to just pause right there for a moment. So much more to talk about, but that feels just like a moment to just take a breath, because there's some big stuff. So yes, let's just pause collectively and take a breath together. Come back in a moment with some more thoughts on letting go. Okay.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In a world that has suddenly turned dark and unfamiliar, there is one light that will never go out. Allow the light of kindness and compassion to guide you. With kindness, we can all create a better tomorrow. The Be Kind Revolution, shining the light of kindness and compassion within. www.bekindrevolution.life. Become a kindness crusader today, because everyone deserves a little kindness.
Hello, hello. This is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio. And we've been talking about the energy today, how it shifted so dramatically now that we've been released from Mercury Retro, and the art of letting go. So talking about how sometimes we need to shed loads so that we can really step fully into who we are and to the life that we're really meant to live. And on that very serious note, my little kitten Marshmallow is jumping all over the place. I was trying to grab him because he is just a purr monster. But of course, he's just hopped away now, because I was going to share that, just his lovely purring. I've said to a friend of mine who's a counselor here that we should invent kitten therapy. Maybe it exists. I don't know. But I think, and again, in my own journey of grief in those really, really dark moments, there's just something magical about having a purring kitten connected to you and on your chest. Like, just life, some just seems brighter and lighter. And yes, so kitten therapy, it's coming. It's pretty easy. Just buy a kitten, lie down, and have them on you. There you go. Make sure it's not an angel type cat that wants to bite you when you try to cuddle. Anyway, news from Cat World here. So we've been talking again about letting go, and that sense of standing there. In that, again, not void, but in that space of emptiness, that space of potential, which is such a scary place, you know, to let go of something and not know what's coming forward. That's just, oh, courage. Really, that's really sitting there and going, yeah, all right. But it's trust, isn't it? That's what this journey is trusting that we live in this benevolent universe, that we are beings of light that can co-create and our reality, and that abundance is all around us. We did all of June, we talked about abundance. And anything we need for this journey is there for us. Yes, it's stepping off of the cliff and really diving into that nothingness, but knowing that we'll be caught, or that you can start to fly. That's usually in my meditations, to start to fly. And that feeling again of expansion, you know, we want to get away from constriction right now, away from those little boxes we create around ourselves, and step over them and kick them to pieces and say, yes, infinite potential. So that's where we are right now. This analogy I've been saying, this, you know, your living room, that's new house and empty, and you know, how are you going to dress it up? What kind of couch are you going to buy? Are you going to continue to take that old painting that you found at a resale shop and slam it up on the wall, even though you don't like it anymore, just because it's been with you for 30 years? Are you really going to do that? Really? This is, okay, really? So gift it away, get rid of it. Let's find something new now. Let's find something new together. So I wanted to share with you, next month already, like, I cannot believe it's the middle of July. Where did this year go? Starting next month, I'm offering a 5-month journey. So we're doing a training called Unleashing the Goddess. It's a journey of transformation. It's an online journey. So, you know, don't worry. It's online wherever you are in the world. starting the second week of August. That's what I have right now. I don't have a time set because I'm waiting to see where people are coming from to have the majority of people that we can connect live. But don't worry if you can't even do that, because the videos will be taped. Our sessions will be taped. Okay, I guess there's no more taping, isn't there? I know my daughter always says, Mommy, what's a tape? It's just ingrained in me, taping it. So it will be recorded. Let me get up to the times here. It will be recorded and you can access it at any time. But it is a 5-month journey, an inward journey, working with the essence of five goddesses. So we'll begin next month working with the energy of Kalima. So we're starting off with a very strong energy. And Kali, if you're not familiar, is a goddess of destruction, creation. She's a fierce mother, love. And she dissolves. She dissolves. So it's a beautiful place to start our journey together, dissolving any attachments we have to things that don't serve us any longer. We'll talk about creating sacred space. We will begin together in that group, calling her in and just allowing her to work her magic, allowing her to do what she needs to do. So start by dissolving. And then the following month, we will bring in Inanna. And I've just mentioned a bit of her and her journey into the darkness, greeting her sister, Arishkigal, shedding all of her worldly belongings and really standing in that space of rawness. So we will take that journey together. And once we have journeyed back out of the underworld, we'll be journeying with Bridget, who's a warrior goddess, a Celtic warrior goddess. And when she and I have had an encounter, she comes to me and tells me, people forget that I'm a goddess of the hunt, she always says. And so that's how I identify with her. There's lots of other things out there, but that is my personal journey with her. So we will connect to our warrior goddess energy. Once we're finished with that journey, we'll be inviting Yoshun, who is a Yorubian goddess of water. And so my personal connection with her is of waters of all of the world and purification. It's that essence of purification. So we'll be journeying with her. And then we will finish our 5 months with the goddess Kuan Yin, and inviting mercy and compassion into our lives. So there is a group that I have already. If you would like to be part of that journey, now I am offering it on donation. I know that the whole world is in meltdown in different places. I do not want funds or the lack of to stop you from what you feel in your heart you need to do right now. So I'm just offering it on donation. So please take advantage of that. You can sign up on my website, Mea Five Voce. It's listed up on Eventbrite as well. Like I said, we do have a group now, but if you're feeling called right now, want to do some shedding with that goddess energy, please do join us. This is I have had years of experience working with these energies, with these goddesses. So we feel very connected to them and would love to connect you with them as well so that they can assist you on this journey. So yes, starting next month. So please, if you're thinking about it, if you have any questions about it, just pop on my website as well. There's a free consultation. So free, you just click the button and it sets the time and you and I can have a chat about it and ask anything you'd like, but very powerful journey. And it's all about this process of letting go, all about your own personal journey. And the only thing I put out there is that I ask if you feel that this is a journey for you, do commit to it and do understand that this is a deep journey, all right? This isn't, oh, that's a nice video and let's light some candles. This is a deep journey. This is deep work and there will be transformation. There will be shifts. And I am here to support you in that, okay? I have years of experience in working with this. So please do think about it, feel about it. I can't believe I said that. Scratch that. Feel into that. And if it resonates with you, please do join us. So I wanted to share that with you. So back to letting go and this big process that we're in now, and what a scary thing it can be to let go of anything, especially when we feel like we don't have a choice. And goodness, look at every single person's journey this whole year. We didn't ask for this, you know, in one level. we probably did not want this all to occur. And how quickly, like I still have to knock my head against the wall and go, okay, was it only really like 4 months ago that The world was different, so different. Look how much has shifted and changed. And that amount of change for anybody on a good day is such a big thing. But for the whole world to be imbibing this amount of change, you know, I can feel it in the energy field. You know, we are all one, right? We're all part of the collective consciousness. So all of us in this state of overwhelm and going, goodness, what's going on? That goes out there. So we're all in that space. So be kind to yourselves, please. I cannot stress that enough. You know, and I too am a mother at home. Child's been home forever, it feels like. There's only so many activities. Goodness knows about school, you know, what's happening. So much uncertainty. In fact, as soon as I leave you here in the sacred space, I'm jumping on my own Zoom call with my daughter's school to hear what is going on. And so what do we have to do? We have to breathe. We have to breathe. And it's really, you know, if I was going to say connect with something right now, connect with the element of water, because water, it knows. It flows, it lets go, there's movement. And we really need to emulate that right now, don't we, in this state of just movement and flow and allowing. If we stand rigid within that stream, right, and say, you know what, I ain't having this anymore. Well, it's not going to work, okay? You're going to get knocked down because that water is still going to continue to flow. So let's try to be like water. You know, if you can meditate by water and really call it in. Again, with my course, Unleashing the Goddess, we will be connecting with the elements. And as I said, the goddess Yoshun, and really connecting to that attribute of flow, the releasing of emotions, that tapping into that, you know, we are water. How much percent? It's a high percent. I'm waiting to hear, you know, the definitive amount. Everywhere I go, it's a little bit different. But anyway, let's say about 80% water. Does that sound about good? And if you know for sure what it is, please pop on my Facebook and let me know. But we are such a percentage of water. You know, let's call that element in and let's really sit with, okay, let's bring that sense of flow. All right, here we go again. It's a new experience at school. There's a new experience today. I'm just going to allow it to unfold as it's supposed to unfold. And we spoke months ago now, it seems like, it's probably only a couple of weeks, about emotions and how emotions are our energy barometer, really. You know, if it's something is coming up that is a strong emotion, like anger, or just that feeling of it, like it's off, you know, like just a, kind of like a sick feeling in your stomach, it's kind of off, you know, that's your body saying that it's off, you're off the path, you know, you're not in alignment with your calling, with your soul self. So not to get back with the emotions. You know, pay attention to what's arising within you as we begin this new period right now. You know, what is it that sense that you want to let go of? Like, again, that painting that you don't want on your wall anymore. And instead of burying it down, and instead of just slamming it up on the wall, that painting, and saying, you know what, goodness, it's been with me 30 years. What's a couple more years? No. Okay. No, that's not needed anymore. So we need to, my friend, and I love my dear sister and friend, Michelle. So a shout out to Michelle, because she usually listens to this like the next day and on podcast. So hello, my beautiful sister. Love you. I miss you so much. I miss our fun together at our sacred space, which was our healing center. But she has an expression, time to put your big girl pants on and just face life. So I love that expression. Of course, it works for little boy pants as well. Put them on and you just really need to face life and say, yeah, no, I'm going to throw that painting away. Like that kind of thing, you know, in this letting go. Ah, there's so much more I can talk about, and time is winding down. So I want to give you some final thoughts here. We will be continuing on the theme and the rest of this month. We will be talking specifically about grief and letting go of a human that we've loved so much, and that process. That can be a show in a year of itself. There's so much to talk about, and I'm looking for some guests that might have a calling to share their lessons. So if that's you out there, please let me know. You know, just send me a message on Facebook or email or some way. Let me communicate today, because I'd love to hear your voice. And I just share with you, you know, grief is such a personal journey, and it's been something so, you know, hidden and tidied up and put in this box and rules set around it. And let me assure you, still sitting from that space of grief, that there are no rules. That is the only rule of grief. There are no rules. It is your personal journey. So if you're sitting in that space and feel compelled or have something to share in this month of letting go, please let me know, because I'd love to open that space for you. This is not just my journey. This is all of our journeys, you know, put together. So please just let me know. You can do it. Share on air. We love to hear your voice. But some final wrap-ups before I have to let you go for today. Here, I'm going to bring it up again. You know, choices. We've been talking about how choices are a big theme right now, and that we're all in this together. So as we are in this empty room that we're going to be decorating, think clearly about the choices you make on a daily basis. Each of us right now, you know, some of us are going to make big splashes in this new foundation. Some of us may be little ripples, but each and every one of us is a part of this planet. And we need to stop thinking that, you know, I live here and not there and blah, 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 or am I part of this? No, we are all here on this planet together. This is all of our homes. There's not one of you, I think, that lives on Mars yet, you know, or on the moon and is calling in. I don't think so. That's not in my reality. We're all on this planet. So you really need to focus on your choices. Even as simple as what you buy, you know, what food you're buying, where it's from. Is it wrapped in plastic? Drives me nuts when they wrap up stuff so you have to buy more of them on there on that, oh, I can't think of it. What's the white stuff? Styrofoam. Styrofoam wrapped in plastic. Like, please, can we stop doing that, grocery stores? Oh, there we go. That's all I can go for today. So I'm going to, all right, just wrap it up. More time for letting go this month. But I say from my heart to your heart, we are all one, and sending you aloha and blessings from the Big Island. Have a beautiful week. Much love to all of you. Bye.